Listening to episode number 1894 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 26, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
A week from today is Groundhog Day.
Virtual. You can buy tickets.
Buy tickets to see Phil. How's he going to see his shadow? Are they going to be outside? Are they going to be inside on a Zoom? I don't know.
They'll have a camera out there.
Groundhog Day is
my favorite.
It'll
be a small
holiday.
Group.
My favorite holiday.
It is, and you'll watch your movie again.
And again. Time for random facts. All right, here we go. Mount Everest has gotten taller.
Really?
Yeah. 7 feet 2 inches higher than 16 years ago. Seven feet.
And that's pretty significant.
Could be because of a major earthquake in 2015 shifted things, it says. So I don't know. I would think, how else do mountains grow? Earthquakes. Hello?
Well, it's not from water.
No. The guy who founded the Spalding Sports Goods Company is Albert Spalding. Why is that important? Because he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Albert was a pitcher in the 1870s. I did not know that. And yet we use Wilson balls. No, we use Spaldings for baseball. If you could only die in sudden accidents and not from disease or old age, the average person, can you believe this? The average person would live to be 8,900 years old.
Wow.
And some people who really beat the odds would live into their 40,000s. God,
how
I
do they
feel
figure that?
In my 60s.
Math.
Yeah, and
that's why I can't do it.
That's right.
I can't do math.
Violence is actually pretty rare in bank robberies. It happens about only one out of 25 times. Most of the time, the robber hands the teller a note, gets the money, and leaves. And opens the bag, and a purple ink explodes in their face. there you go. See somebody with a purple face? They just robbed a bank. Time for the Who Cares News. What's up?
Well, Ellen is struggling to hold on to her fan base following troubling accusations. Remember those?
I do remember the troubling accusations of Ellen Gate, I think I wanted to call it.
Troubling accusations over her behavior last year.
Yeah.
And her half-hearted, I'm so sorry, not sorry apology. So Ellen has just 1 year left on her existing deal.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And I did not know that.
And word has it that she wants out.
I think she's kind of wanted out before all this happened, too. When she renewed her last contract, I remember her making a kind of a big deal about, do I want to do this forever? What's this, like season 117?
She should have quit while she was ahead.
Right. Before all this came out, she could have been absolved of any guilt.
It would have all come out anyway.
This is her. I mean, everybody in town knew this, that she was like this.
Everybody in town knew about Bill Cosby, but nobody
talked
about it.
Yeah, nobody's... Good point. Really, what happens in Hollywood kind of stays in Hollywood until, a scandal breaks out. And then everybody jumps on the other side of the ship. It's like, wow, Bill Cosby. No, I was never at his house.
No, but we all knew.
We never had Sunday dinner together. He never paid me $500.
We never had pudding after a crap. No.
Right.
So her ratings have slipped 8%.
That's significant, but it's not the end of the world.
Does she want out or is she trying to run away? Anyway, so the Kelly Clarkson show, which airs after Ellen in most syndication markets, it could well take the Ellen show's 3 p.m. slot it comes to an end.
I would think that would be the thing, right? Because Kelly's the it girl right now.
Kelly is the number two daytime talk show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It hit a season high last month.
Oh, did she?
It matched Ellen's numbers for the first time.
Oh, really?
So just to say that it matched Ellen's numbers,
that's
huge. Pretty big, yeah. So according to an insider, allegedly.
Allegedly, our favorite word here.
Gotta make sure we say allegedly.
Yes, we do.
Ellen wants out, but execs want to keep the time slots and put another host in her place.
Hmm.
They say it's not going to be Kelly because she's with a different production company.
Oh, that's right. Ellen's company is owned by
But she
Warner
doesn't
want
to take over that show. She has her
own
show.
Oh, yeah. She should. I mean, this is what happens in TV. In syndication, they get a host, and for the first year, these stations are going to be stuck with that host from Ellen's producers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ratings will flop, and they'll just move Kelly into that position. So good luck keeping that slot, people. Good luck.
Ellen, by the way, today is Ellen's 63rd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Ellen.
Ellen, if you hang on for a couple years, you're going to qualify for Social Security. And you like don't she worry needs about
Social Security.
The History Channel, because the History Channel also does competition series.
Yes.
Like Cake Wars and stuff.
Chop.
So the History Channel, it dropped a teaser for its new competition series, Assembly Required. One perfect name.
Yes.
It reunites Home Improvement co-stars Tim Allen and Richard Corn.
I can't wait. The Tool
That's
Time Boys.
Great.
I don't think so, Tim. And you know, because it's Tim Allen, and though they're not going to be in character, I'm pretty sure they're gonna do that.
Oh, they're gonna have to.
You know, Richard Karn is gonna be able to say that. Oh my God, I can't wait. You know, they could probably get Pam Anderson too to be the Tool Time Girl because you know she's not working.
Yeah, she needs a job. Well, this is gonna be fun because you know how he would always make everything turbo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they challenge builders from across the country.
Yeah.
To breathe new life into everyday household items in desperate need of fixing.
I can't wait for this. Oh, my God.
I just can't even imagine.
This is going to be great.
So the new series will push each contestant to their limits while testing their ability and ingenuity to not only rebuild it, but to build it better.
Yeah. It's called what? Yeah. Assembly Required, you said?
Yeah.
I can't wait. This is the new Mythbusters, I think.
So if you just mumbled more power
I
under
did
your
too.
Breath,
I
that's
did
the idea.
Too. Oh, yeah.
February 23rd. I love that show.
Home Improvement?
Yeah.
I used to work on that show. I wasn't in production, but I was in marketing. And what a fun show. What a fun show. Yeah.
That's when you're working for the Mouse.
I worked for the Mouse. We shot that show at the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank. In fact, I believe the stage is still called the Home Improvement stage.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got a plaque outside. Yeah.
Well, the series will premiere February 23rd at 10 p.m. on the History Channel.
I can't wait. You know who they could get to be the Tool Time Girl.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry could make a great Tool Time Girl, and she could kick both of their asses.
Oh, she could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha.
Oh, you betcha. I don't think so, Tim.
With one arm tied behind her back.
Yes, exactly.
I can see it now when she says, I don't think so, Tim.
You know what? They should have called it Tool Time. They should have called it Tool Time. I'm just,
No, they won't know. No.
Well, Last Man Standing, which was Tim Allen's last sitcom, just wrapped.
Yes.
I don't think we've seen the
I haven't seen the last one
finale yet. But a couple of weeks ago, they actually had him star as a double. He came on the show as Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
That's hilarious.
Played foil to Mike Baxter's character. Yeah. And so if you haven't seen that, you might want to go see it.
And they have Jay Leno's on a lot of those.
Jay Leno is like a recurring character on
Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hector Elizondo was on there. And...
You know, Hector Elizondo. Is like 80-something. That guy's up there. It's crazy. But, you know, he was in every Gary Marshall movie, too.
Was it Valentine's Day where he says, you know what, Moore Park spelled backwards
is? Yes, crap room. We've been saying that here for years. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.